So I'm here with Brother John Parker. He is a religious educator here at BYU Idaho and also the devotional speaker for this week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of eight kids. I grew up here in Rexburg and attended Ricks College back in the day when it was Ricks College. And then served a mission in North Carolina and went down and attended school at Utah State. Anyway, I taught seminary for 20 years in the Salt Lake Valley in various locations there. We have four children, three girls and a boy. Mm-hmm. And our two oldest are students here at the campus or at BYU Idaho.
Fun. When did you meet your wife?
I met her actually after teaching 3 years single, teaching seminary, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
They don't even do that anymore. But she was a blind date from a singles ward. And she was actually attending Ricks College, and I was down there teaching in Salt Lake and got to come back home to date her. So it was great.
Yeah, so they do work sometimes.
They do work, yes. There's success in blind dates sometimes.
As with all dating.
Yeah, for sure.
So your devotional talk, it's called Light the World, which goes really great, you know, with everything going on, the church and
right.
everything they're doing. Did that play into your decision to talk on it?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, they asked us to do this back in July, and right when they gave me the date, I was like, hey, that's 2 days after the first presidency devotional, the Christmas devotional. And I just was thinking, you know, I'd love to draft behind the first presidency, and that's kind of what we're all trying to do anyway. And so I'm trying to follow their lead and build off of that and hopefully make the Christmas season a little more impactful for all of us.
I wanted to ask you, what experience have you had in the past doing Light the World activities?
Yeah, we've done the 25 days of Christmas. We've done some fun, you know, the 12 days of Christmas. We love to do small things. One that's maybe unique to our family is we try on Christmas morning every year to go to a hospital or a gas station or somewhere where someone's working and give them a chocolate or a treat or whatever. The story originated from back, several Christmases ago. On Christmas Eve, I had kidney stones and had to spend Christmas morning in the hospital. And when we were sitting there, a cute little family came in, and as I was laying there in pain, gave me a box of chocolates and said, we're so sorry you're sick on Christmas. And that just touched us. And mm-hmm. ever since then, now Christmas morning, we try to go and find someone who has to work or someone who's not feeling well and you know, light the world in our small little way before we go and, you know, do our presents or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I think in your devotional even, too, you talk about, like, how just, you know, a smile or just little small experiences, they can really spread.
Yeah. I'm a big believer that little things make a big difference. You know, that event had a huge impact on me, even though I was not feeling real well. And it still impacts our family, and we want to continue to pass it on and pay it forward.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, it's probably been 10 years, I would say.
Wow.
We've been doing that for 10 years now.
Wow. That sounds like a really fun family activity. So something else you talk about, and I don't want to give too much away, you know, about your
sure.
devotional and stuff, but you talk about putting on compassion glasses. So could you briefly tell us what those are?
Yeah, it's just the idea of seeing others instead of just neighbors or peers or strangers, trying to put ourselves in their shoes and see them, you know, more the way the Savior might see them, or more maybe the way a parent might see them, and to recognize that all of us may have some unique challenges, but we also have a lot of gift and a lot of good to give to the world. And as we put on those glasses, if I can stop and realize these are real people around me and they have feelings too, I tend to treat them differently. And I see the world through a lot more love in my eyes instead of just there's another guy or there's another girl. Mm-hmm. Maybe an example of that I wasn't able to talk about in my talk, but I play off children a little bit too. I think they're a really good example of this. And I call it the McDonald's syndrome, but I know as a young father, we'd go to McDonald's and I'd be sitting there eating my fries or whatever and watching my kids play in the playland, and within minutes they'd come running down holding hands with some stranger that they've met, you know, 3 minutes before, and they'd say, "Hey, Dad, this is my new friend Mackenzie," or whatever, and say, can you write down her number on your napkin? And within minutes, they've made a best friend. Yet I'm sitting 2 feet from their father and never even mentioned a word to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my own little world and not looking around and seeing opportunities to be a friend and opportunities to reach out. And so I'm trying to, you know, help us to focus, to look with love, maybe the way a child does. We're all supposed to become as a little child, and the scriptures say they're full of love. And I believe when we put on those glasses, that's what we'll fill with.
Yeah. You do have like a few experiences talking about, you know, like your kids or children in general. And one of your stories that really touched me was the story about your daughter giving away her blanket, which everyone needs to listen to devotionals so they can get that whole story. But what made you think of that specific experience to share?
Yeah, the story was prompted, and you'll hear it in devotional, but it was prompted by just a shortage of blankets that year in the homeless shelter. And we, as parents, were always looking for ways to teach our kids and to help them get compassion glasses, and saw that as an opportunity to teach our children. But as you'll hear the story, we actually were taught by our children, and we learned from them a great lesson that day about caring and giving. And it usually works that way. Your kids teach you, and you just try to hang on and keep up.
So something I thought was really funny that you talk about is your Elfville fort that you build. when did you guys start doing that?
Oh, that's been going on for years and years. We've been doing that ever since. The origin of Elfville is what it started when I remember giving Christmas presents out one Christmas morning, and the kids were playing more with the boxes than the toys we bought. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that box would have been really cheap. And the entertainment didn't seem to wear out on a plain old cardboard box. And so we got a crazy idea. Our kids were, the oldest were maybe 10 or 11, and the youngest was maybe, you know, 8 or 9 or 6 or 7. And we just went and got a whole bunch of refrigerator boxes. I talked to a local store and just said, I'd like to have you save all your big boxes for me for a week. And I got a whole truckload of boxes, drove to the went and picked them up and took them to our basement and just told the kids they all need to put on their elf hats. And we just started building. And we spent days building this big village in the basement. And now we do it every year. We build a big village and we go and eat pizza in it and have, you know, monkey bread and just have a great time and sleep in those little elf villages with our blankets and lights. They play with them usually through the holidays, clear into, you know, the middle of January. It's kind of fun.
Do your oldest still get excited about it?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. If I'm honest, I get pretty excited about it. I like to get in there. At first, you're kind of like, oh, this is for kids. But once you start pulling off the duct tape and the knives and start cutting stuff, it's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah. What do you hope that people take away from your devotional?
I hope that we leave wanting to give more as the Savior did and a desire to light the world more than we're doing. Not just to say, yeah, Christmas is great, but to leave saying, you know what, this is a special time. And that we'll think more about the Savior and how he's, you know, affected our lives and the whole world. And if we can in turn give back to our friends and neighbors and to live up to the covenants we've made as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we've covenanted to represent him. And he's told us to lift up his light. And I believe as we do that, it'll make us happier, but it'll also in turn bless the world.
What plans do you have for this Christmas season?
I've been thinking about a devotional talk a lot. We're going to be staying locally and just playing, doing a lot of family activities. We have a little skating rink in our backyard we like to go play on and just play in the snow as much as possible. Mm-hmm. We enjoy the outdoors a lot as a family.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in, Brother Parker.
Thank you.